everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
We're well. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson. Thank you, Chewbacca. And joining me every single day when her mouth hasn't dropped to the ground with the news of Project Down and Dirty Zookeeper, ladies and gentlemen, America's favorite animal lover, Alexis Thompson.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Oh, still so excited. Good morning, Tom McClain.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of you on this Friday, August 18th, 2017, coming up on 5:32. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your morning. Welcome to the precipice of your weekend.
Yes.
And welcome, in today's Fancy Coffee Friday for Alexis.
Yes.
Welcome to your first cup of coffee.
I am wondering, why are you here?
I don't know, Yoda.
Yeah, that's
cheers, everybody.
Question.
Cheers.
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 Oh, yeah.
Alexis got me some coffee. It's so good.
Oh, what are you two for Fancy Coffee Friday? What are you two enjoying today, Lex?
Vanilla lattes today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
You do enjoy the vanilla. I do remember that. That's as sweet as you go, right, Lex? That's about
it. Is.
That's as sweet as you go.
It's great because it's not too sweet.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just
hitting the spot, and it's necessary. Yesterday, I watched my four nephews and niece.
Oh, all together or
all together?
Or, oh,
all together, Jace, six and under.
Lex. Oh,
at
Alexis.
My house,
Alexis.
And you know, you realize pretty quickly that your house isn't quite as childproof as you thought.
No.
And your dogs are not the happiest with you because they're exhausted this morning.
God, the dogs.
Oh, man, but it is fun. And a big shout out to stay-at-home moms and dads and to daycare providers, because I feel wow, the energy that's necessary, and maybe you have already stations and things set for them to do, but you know, I feel an obligation to like teach them things and not have the TV
Alexis.
On and so we did letters
you'd give
and
that
numbers
up after a week
probably. Guys,
<Just kidding. laughs>
I think so. We're gonna make Play-Doh today.
Yeah, I actually have audio. Dawn and I snuck into your house. We put in a tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
We have audio of the activities last night. Here they are. Yeah, that's right.
That's about right, guys. That really is. I just don't know how my brother and his wife do it, too. You know, you just think they've got full-time, big-time jobs.
Oh,
yeah.
And
wow.
These kids, you know, it just, wow.
And not just
I'm
one, Alex.
No!
Alex.
Yeah, four.
I chopped your name off.
Alex.
Alex. But four.
Four.
Under
yes.
the age of six.
Yes.
I mean, how do you not? I mean, they're slippery little buggers.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not? How does one not run out into the woods without you looking? You know, without you noticing?
Yeah, guys.
And I'm sure they get together and they band together and they speak in secret language.
Yeah, you're outnumbered.
And they plot against you.
Yeah.
They tie you like what's that giant story? Where they tie the little people tie the giant? What
Gulliver's
the hell?
Gulliver's Travels.
That? Gulliver's Travels.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
They're plotting to tie Auntie Alexis down with string. You know. And
yeah,
anyway.
It could be possible, guys. There were not enough pony bees yesterday.
Oh my goodness. Whew. Yeah.
But it was
I mean,
fun,
I'm thinking of having like a cap of two. I can't imagine four.
Yeah.
That's just, oh. And Dawn, you had one.
Yes, but my nieces and nephews were all, there was a succession of three in a row. And then, yeah, so when we would all trade off taking care of kids. So I would have four around the same age at the same time, too.
Yeah.
You kind of
takes a village.
You have to keep them all in the same room, pretty much.
Yeah. That's kind of what we did.
Like,
you need to keep everybody so we can see you.
Yeah.
Everybody, I need to see everybody right now.
I was like, move all the toys up here. Do not go down the stairs.
I think the scariest thing is like
they're
a coffee
hovering.
Table with like, you know, just the edge of the coffee table that they're going to fall because the teetering ones that want to stand up and like, you know,
right.
lose their balance and crank their
like
head
wobbly.
On that. And then they have a black eye and you're like, I didn't beat them. I promise.
Oh, I swear. I swear.
God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Five coming up on 5:36. We're still coming down from the announcement yesterday that Project Down and Dirty 2017 will be Project Down and Dirty Zookeeper. I heard this I heard this song in my head all day long. And I laughed. I was reading comments all afternoon, all evening. I had to come into my talk to have a important meeting with Grand Poobah, with Emperor Dan.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah. So those meetings always go better than meetings with B. Arthur. I don't know why that is, but they always so. And I'm in there, and he goes, I laugh at the morning show a lot. And I said, oh, well, okay, I guess that's good. Thank you. I think it's better than you crying.
Well, and yeah.
He goes, but I got to tell you, he goes, I thought I was going to wet myself when I couldn't even see her, but I could feel that Alexis was steps from passing out. And I said, yeah. And he goes, and then she got so excited. He goes, and then you requested the tranquilizer dart, and then I almost ran off the road. And he said his favorite moment was when you asked, and I don't know the exact quote, but he said when you asked Josh, our zoo friend, is it possible to squeeze the animals too much? Is it possible to squeeze them? And I said, well, yeah. I said, Dawn and I had lost control at that point. It was like there's no wrestling Alexis back. She's gone.
I love how they wouldn't actually allow her to hold the animals because they were a little scared.
Can I hold it?
Like several times. I was like, no, you can't. Because honestly, if they wriggle out of your hands, and that would be bad, and they're running around the studio. But
yeah, that's true.
That chinchilla was the softest animal I've ever felt. Guys. Jason, you had a chinchilla.
I had a chinchilla.
Oh man, did you just pet that thing all day?
I did. I mean, a lot. And he was good. I mean,
but maybe not for a home to have. Some animals are too wild.
I mean, they're not. They don't snuggle with you. They're not the greatest pet. And I think that's eventually why when I moved here, my mother was left with them. And we eventually donated them to our zoo in our city, the Washington Park Zoo.
Food aggression is so real, guys, right?
Oh, well, with you yesterday. Yeah, and you can see a lot of Alexis's photos and Instagram stories on Instagram. Follow her, Alex and the Cities, Dawn at Dark, and then Jason Matheson. But if you didn't hear it, 5:30, friends, it's available on the podcast. But just so you know, the zoo, with their announcement, brought in for Alexis and Dawn two animals, a little fox, a fox-esque creature, and then the chinchilla. And the pictures of Alexis with her mouth wide open, priceless.
Oh man, aren't you guys so excited?
I actually am. I went in to see Lori and Julia because I was there during their show.
Oh yeah,
and even they're excited. Like they're not dreading it at all. They don't even care about the messy part because they did ask me. Because they've seen some of the segments that I've done, because I mentioned yesterday that I've done every dirty job imaginable at that zoo. And I told them what they can expect, and they don't care. They're like, sure, I'll do it. They're totally up for everything. So I think this is going to be a universally loved project down and dirty, which, you know, we've never really had before. There's always one person, it's usually me, that hates the darn thing, so it's going to be great. So, and by the way, if you don't know, there's always a ticketed event component, like an event that you all can go to. That's the same thing this year. There's going to be a gala in their beautiful. And let me tell you, it's also, I think it's next to the room that we're going to be broadcasting from, Alexis. Have you ever been in that room with the aquarium?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it right where you can touch the animals, like right outside there? And that's where I'm picturing it, in that little lobby area.
No, we're going to be like off of their ballroom, and the ballroom off their ballroom is where it's the same tank as their aquatic center. So as we're doing the radio show, there will be animals. There will be like seals and crap behind us.
Oh,
did you know that?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, and then that room is where either that room or the new room next is where we're going to be having our gala. It's beautiful. But yeah, we're going to be broadcasting in a room where there will be sea life behind us all throughout the show.
Oh, is it a big tank?
Can we get in?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Lex, I'll tell you.
I want to get in there.
You're going to be shocked. I'll get in with you.
Oh, I hope
I'll do that with you.
Yes.
Yeah, you and I'll...
It's not an actual ocean.
No, exactly, Lex. I feel safe. But I'll do it. I'll get in a wetsuit.
How fun would that be?
Yeah. I'm up for anything in this one. Yeah. I am positive freaking Polly.
Oh, love. You know what I think it was yesterday?
What?
The excitement that we're going to be hanging out with animals. I mean, that in and of itself is so exciting. But yes. The other thing is that it felt very unexpected that it wouldn't happen. Because we were coming up with other things, whether it was stand-up comedy or a haunted house. What were the other really good guesses? Some kind of sports.
We thought it would never happen with the animals, right?
That's where I think, add on that we're going to be hanging out with animals that I just thought it was a pipe dream that wouldn't happen.
Oh, that's a good
it's
thought.
It's like all her dreams have come true.
Right. I mean, it's like,
really, this is like the best thing.
Yes. And my husband said, we had dinner last night, and he said, I still think next year, he goes, I love the softball idea. That, doing like a charity softball game. And I said, you know what? I would even be bitter about that. Like, I actually think that would be fun. I wouldn't dread that. So
that would be fun.
That would be a fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about an event to sell tickets. You know what I mean? I don't know who would we could go up against maybe other radio stations. That would be fun. But who knows? But I when he said that, I'm like, yeah, I still think that's a good idea as well. So, but that's a whole year from now. I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, let's anyway. Just enjoy this while we can.
Exactly. Yeah. For more information, everybody, the page is up, I guess, at mytalk1071.com. And please join us for this gala. It really is going to be a wonderful night. And again, it's a charity thing. So this one's going to go, I think partially to the zoo, maybe other animal organizations. No matter where it goes, it'll be animal based. And you know how we feel about that. So and thanks again to our friends at the Minnesota Zoo. They're good people. I know not everyone loves the concepts of zoos, but I know a lot of folks over there. I have known a lot of. And Lex does this. They're good folks over there, and they do a lot of great conservation work, and they love their animals. They really do. So I'm excited. Lex is excited. Dawn's excited.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone. Oprah's excited.
Everyone is. It's going to be so fantastic.
It's going to be fantastic.
Zoo keepers.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you what I'm not so excited about. Mm-hmm. We'll do that when we come back.
Thursday morning on the Jason and Alexis Show, we found out what Project Down and Dirty 7 is gonna be.
This year's Project Down and Dirty for 2017 is... Project Down and Dirty! Zookeeper.
I get to pet the animals! Really?
That's right, we are going to go live, work, and play at the Minnesota Zoo.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
And
we're going to shovel poop, guys.
Yes! We're going to shovel poop.
If I could talk to the animals.
So, yeah, we have that to look forward to. Kind of thought my shoveling poop days were behind me, but this will be fun, as long as I don't have to share quarters with a snake.
But enough about Julia.
Project Down and Dirty Zookeeper will take place October 11th through the 13th at the Minnesota Zoo.
More details to come soon, including what animal charities will be raising money for and all the fun ways listeners can be a part of Project Down and Dirty 7, Alexis's dream come true. I mean, Zookeeper, on My Talk 107.1.
difficulty facing the day.
I could not stay alert.
I stopped bending my lips.
I ate soup with my hands.
I made robot noises during important meetings.
I would stare at people until they became uncomfortable.
Then a friend suggested Jason and Alexis. Their mix of entertainment news, pop culture musings, interviews, animal stories, crafting tips, and random, sometimes confusing comments have given me balance and the will to be a better me. Hello, world.
Maybe you're ready for Jason and Alexis. One quick listen should cause instant gratification. Side effects are a concern and may include uncontrollable giggling, unnecessary profanity, hot liquid diarrhea, puddles of constant drool, shrub-like toe fungus, mangled and deteriorated intestines, gelatinous clotting mucus, explosive anal emission. But these are minor. To find out if Jason and Alexis are right for you, ask your doctor. Or don't, because really, what do they know? Do whatever you want. I don't care.
Well, we do care, actually. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything wonderful prizes. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. Today is Friday, August 18th, 2017. Tomorrow is Saturday, August 19th, and that means we are having a fabulous event. Lex, what are we doing tomorrow?
We are doing a cosmic bingo bash at Mystic Lake. Starts at 2 o'clock, but we have a VIP experience to break bread with us at the buffet at noon.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is special. It's for the very important people.
And a friend.
6-5, just don't talk to us while we're eating. 651, we like to concentrate on the buffet. We're serious about that. 651-641-1071, 651-641-1071. Dawn McClain is looking for caller number 7. We always like to reward you 5:30 friends for getting up at the crack of dawn with us. So Dawn McClain with us. So go ahead and give us a call right now. 651-641-1071. Phone lines are now open and Dawn is waiting for you.
Yes.
And Lex, people, even if they don't win, people can buy tickets to the regular without the buffet, just the regular game, right?
You got it. It's only $50. And you can win. There's $25,000 worth of prizes, including some designer purses and some other really cool prizes. So,
oh, shut up. Really? We have, like, prizes?
Oh, yeah. This is Mystic Lake. They know what they're doing.
Oh, I love that.
Got some good prizes, great games. We're going to be calling out the numbers and letters, and we're going to be dancing and doing cartwheels. And
Bingo
style.
I see that.
Cirque du Soleil.
I see that nowhere in my paperwork.
What?
I have no. I don't see
karaoke
anything about no. I see nothing about that in my paperwork. No.
Give him a little jazz hand, right?
Exactly. Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yeah.
All right, fine.
So you can get tickets, everybody. Just go to How do people get tickets?
Yeah. MyTalk1071.com, and you'll see. Let me see if the keyword is. Yep. Okay. Yep. You'll see it there.
Right there, right on the main page.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can't miss it. And a little carousel thing. Yeah.
You got it. Yeah, and you can just show up too. You can buy them at the door or call Mystic Lake. It's probably the best thing to do.
Probably, yeah. And the game starts at 2. The buffet starts at noon.
Yes.
But the game, if you don't win, the game starts at 2 p.m. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Those are
so
much fun.
They are. We've had a couple. We haven't done a cosmic, though, yet, have we? No, we haven't done a promotional, like a My Talk one, cosmic-wise. Yeah. So that's going to be good. And hey, I would encourage you. I know this is a little bit down the road, but we have a really busy Friday as well. Friday we sometimes let you hear an encore of some of our signature bits because we know that you 5 and 6 o'clock friends don't always get to hear stuff like Second Chance Romance and birthday pranks. So we're going to replay Alexis's epic fail this week of trying to do birthday pranks. And then in the 7 and then in the 8, 7:30 and 8:30, hold on to your tiger print granny panties, because we have 2 pairs of tickets for Shania Twain that we're going to be giving away. And because these are big, we're not going to just give them away. We're going to play one of our favorite millionaire games. We're calling it Man, I Feel Like a Millionaire. So you're going to play a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style game for these tickets. And we'll do that at 7:30 and then at 8:30. And that's a little bit later today. So a very busy Friday. Okay, we don't have a lot of time, but I teased you about something that's driving me a little crazy. And I'm kind of halfway joking. It's more than I'm jealous, Lex.
Yeah.
It's more pure jealousy, Lex.
Gotcha.
But it does lead into another kind of conversation that perhaps we can move over to the 6 o'clock hour. But this family, I don't know if you heard about this family that sold, they had, I think they have two kids. They sold all of their belongings and they're doing, they're called the Bucket List Group or the Bucket List Family. Have you heard of them, Lex?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay,
they're going to stay somewhere very magical, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is this?
So the Bucket List, have you heard of them at all, Dawn?
No, I've got to look it up immediately, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Bucket List family, like I said, they sold everything, I think. And then they decided that they were going to go like on adventures. Well, come to find out, they've gone to Turkey, Italy, Nepal, Greece, blah, blah, blah. Well, the folks at Disney found out about them. And when we come back, I will tell you what Disney is doing for them.
Ooh, baby.
And why I'm incredibly jealous and I need to start doing crap like this. I'm just telling you, I need to start doing this.
If I sold all my belongings, I'd be lucky to make it to Duluth. Oh. You know what I mean? Turkey, Greece, Italy. Seriously.
Oh, I love you. We're going to take a break. We'll tell you all about it when we come back.
It's a beautiful day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Entertainment.